with his devotee when the devotee smashes other people. Oh, prosody, I just have said the wrong thing. Too much Ishias, I'm very sorry. The Lord is very satisfied with his devotee when the devotee greets other people with tolerance, mercy, friendship, and equality. Purport. It is the duty of an advanced devotee in the second stage of devotional perfection to act in accordance with this verse. There are three stages of devotional life. In the lowest stage, a devotee is simply concerned with the deity in the temple, and he worships the Lord with great devotion according to rules and regulations. In the second stage, the devotee is cognizant of his relationship with the Lord, his relationship with fellow devotees, his relationship with persons who are innocent, and his relationship with persons who are envious. Sometimes, devotees are ill-treated by envious persons. It is advised that an advanced devotee should be tolerant. He should show complete mercy to persons who are ignorant or innocent. A preacher devotee is meant to show mercy to innocent persons whom he can elevate to devotional service. Everyone, by constitutional position, is an eternal servant of God. Therefore, a devotee's business is to awaken everyone's Krishna consciousness. That is his mercy. As for a devotee's treatment of other devotees who are his equals, he should maintain friendship with them. His general view should be to see every living entity as part of the Supreme Lord. Different living entities appear in different forms of dress, but according to the instruction of the Bhagavad Gita, a learned person sees all living entities equally. Such treatment by the devotee is very much appreciated by the Supreme Lord. It is said, therefore, that a saintly person is always tolerant and merciful. He is a friend to everyone, never an enemy to anyone, and he is peaceful. These are some of the good qualities of a devotee.
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyare Satarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitana Unityananda Yadvaita Gadadhara Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Hare Krishna. Today we have some very important subject matters. Lord Krishna here says what pleases him, in other words, what qualities the devotee should develop in relationship to other devotees. I think you all have read by now this list of different ways how to interact with devotees. And here now the Lord an explanation is given. How the Lord himself is very satisfied when devotees are friendly towards others. Let me read it again to you. The Lord is very satisfied with his devotees when the devotee greets other people with tolerance, mercy, friendship, and equality. Yes. To reach the satisfaction of Lord Krishna in this lifetime is very important. In Croatia, we have analyzed that each one of the living entity has a God-shaped vacuum in his heart. A vacuum which can only be filled, really, with when Krishna is there. Now, when the living entity tries to fill this emptiness in the heart with non-Krishna, that is, with material desires, then as a result of this mistaken action, he will develop many dark clouds in the heart, many anattas. I want to give you a little example to show you a little bit more clear about what we mean. Please look at this hole. It's a smoking hole even. This is the heart. There's only one thing which can fill the hole, and that is Krishna. Just like in this case, this little device which has traveled with me through the whole of Himalayan mountains and even Mount Kailash. If this thermos could tell you its life story, you would faint on the ground. So fascinating. See, this hole can only be filled by this. In the same way, the hole of the heart, this empty feeling, can only be filled by Krishna. We have made a little action art for you, which we will now show you, which shows this a little bit more clear. This art is we have used in order to create an impression in your mind, so that you know when you leave the summer camp what you have to do. All of us, especially if we live in Belgrade, which is such a hard town, feel this emptiness in the heart. And it can, and most of the people in this world go about filling the heart by developing material desires. This is how your heart looks. You can see there is a throne, but the throne is empty at this moment. what happens, we have so many material desires. Golda Hariji, please sit comfortably. I heard this heart has become very dangerous. Heavy thorn. What happens when you try? We will see tomorrow what else happens with our heart. It's action art. On Saturday evening, I believe, when we have the concluding festival, something wonderful will happen with our heart, which I cannot tell you at this moment, but you can already speculate about it and see it will be quite different than what you think. In a spiritual community of devotees, we wish to address this empty heart and do something against it. In a spiritual community, we learn actually to address the problem of the heart. In a spiritual society of devotees, we know that only if you put Krishna in the center can the community work. If you put the ego of each person in the center, or if the persons keep their egos in the center, then there will be great disturbance. By putting the benefit of devotees and the service of the devotees as our ethical guideline, we learn to give up the self-centeredness which put us into the material world in the first place. Only if we have given up the self-centeredness can we hope to learn to put Krishna in the center. But if we remain self-centered in our lives, we will not be able to put Lord Krishna really in the center of the life. So when I'm living together with devotees, I have to see their interest, I have to see their feelings, I have to be attentive to their needs, and in this way we learn it. I want to point out to you, if you don't learn in this incarnation to become a giver, that is, to stop putting yourself at the center, you will not have learned your lesson. And it is in the association of devotees where we immediately know, if I do service to the devotees and if I do service to Krishna, then I can be happy. Only then. Now in a society which is strong, must be composed of strong individuals. If we want to create a very strong Vaishnava community in Serbia, we need to strengthen also ourselves. One who thinks he can get everything from a society is not entirely correct. If you do not develop your own spiritual strengths, it might be that even the society of devotees cannot permanently help you. Srila Prabhupada once criticized us, his disciples, and said, if you do not hear about Krishna and chant about Krishna, soon there will not be any longer this Haribol, Haribol. He said that it is necessary for each singular devotee to work on his own spiritual life. I feel sometimes we might have thought, well, the association of devotees is very life-giving. It is recommended in the scriptures. But we have maybe seen, not taken care of our own spiritual development separately, because we have not understood to strengthen our society, our community, we need to strengthen ourselves. A strong society of devotees means strong spiritual individuals. In the past, I have talked about establishing a spiritual circle in one's life. I think you remember what this means. It is taken from the idea of the Lakshman Rekha. When before Lakshman left Mother Sita to search for Ram, he drew a strong circle with his bow around Mother Sita, a circle of protection. It's called a Lakshman Rekha. Rekha means circle, and Lakshman is, of course, the younger brother of Lord Rama. Lakshman said to Mother Sita, "Never leave the circle. If you step out of the circle, at that time, you will, the demons will easily be able to attack you and kidnap you even." To make a spiritual circle around yourself will be also very necessary if you wish to be an advanced devotee who's able to contribute lively to a community of devotees. When devotees are very weak and very insecure, they will not be able to form a very strong society. To be strong spiritually, you need to remain in a spiritual circle which both nourishes and protects you. Those who go on Sankirtan, they know this. When the spiritual circle is very weak, no one becomes convinced to take a book, and you become totally influenced, badly influenced by the non-devotees and their atmosphere. But conversely, if you do have a spiritual effulgence and a spiritual atmosphere in your life, wherever you go, you will start to influence that group of devotees in a positive way. Sadhu Darshan, you know from Sankirtan, you even know it from selling computers. The moment a devotee has this spiritual atmosphere, people become amazed. It's very extraordinary. It's wonderful. Srila Prabhupada came with his spiritual circle fully intact in my life, and I decided to surrender. And this was a major accomplishment. Later my father commented to me, "You never would bow down to anyone. You would not even nod your head in appreciation." I believe to a group, I was a member of a philosophy which is called the yes. This was Nishidacha. I was doing unacceptable behavior. It was the anti-authoritarian movement of Germany. Whenever a member of this movement was there, people had to lower down the protection before their glass windows. They had to help their, we were a little dangerous for comfortable living. Yes. My father said, "You never even nodded your head. And now you throw yourself on the ground in obeisance. What has happened to you? How did you learn it?" And at that time I didn't want to tell my father, but I can tell you because you will understand. When the devotees first, when I first met Srila Prabhupada, I was very immature and very young, 16 years. And it was very, I was really very dissatisfied in my life. A very young, angry boy who thought only of destroying windows. When I met Srila Prabhupada, it was in the London airport in Heathrow, and I never forget this experience. As Prabhupada stepped out from the passport control into our view, he spread a huge light which began to spread throughout the airport. It was so overwhelming that I remembered from my reading in the Gita that this must be divino, it must be divine. I remembered how God had appeared to Moses in a burning thunder bush, and how Moses had to protect his eyes and look away. So I also understood this is a divine effulgence, and I thought, well, I only knew from the Bible, I must protect myself. So I threw myself on the ground like a soldier next to an atom bomb explosion. And I remained lying there for a long time because I did not want to harm my eyes by looking into this light. This is an example of someone whose spiritual circle is extremely strong. You see, when you see pictures of Sveti Savats or of Sufi masters, they always have a circle around their head. Have you seen a circle of light? In the Orthodox Church, we can also see this. And when I met Srila Prabhupada, I truly experienced this circle of which all genuine spiritual and religious traditions know. So devotees who are strong in spiritual life should develop their spiritual circle. It's something like health. If you do have a good health, it can protect you. You can go even into a sneezing town where everyone goes tuh, tuh. Or like Teja Gorangi yesterday, she represented, I think, disease. Yes. So we can go into a town where everyone is sick, but if our health is strong, it doesn't matter. So in the same way, you can go into Belgrade or any big town or into non-devotees in general, when your spiritual circle is strong. When it is weak, you will become infected immediately when you are in the association of non-devotees. We are often warned by our tradition that we must have a strong spiritual life, otherwise we will be immediately infected by the non-devotees. No, I think you have experienced this. It is important for survival. Murari Chaitanya. Otherwise the seeker will go immediately in the association of non-devotees. We must have a strong spiritual life. Otherwise we stand no chance in this Kali Yuga. Especially it is necessary for the devotees in Serbia. At the moment we don't have a gathering place like a temple, so it's very important that you please take care of your spiritual health. Our Bhir Krishna Maharaj has given us a very welcome suggestion, a very intelligent suggestion, that we must at least meet weekly in these bhakti Sangha or Bhakti Vriksha groups, so that we can surcharge our spiritual batteries by spiritual practice, chanting together and reading together in Srila Prabhupada's books. It's a must. But please also remember, don't expect that everything in your spiritual life will come only through association. The water of worldliness, which is very dangerous, the water of worldliness, yes, has to be evaporated by the sun of strong sadhana. Otherwise, this water of worldliness will totally cover our heart and will take away our spiritual fire, our spiritual energy in our lives. So, what strengthens our spiritual circle? Do you have any experience? Sadhana, chanting rounds nicely. Please speak from your experience, Bhakti Granta. Reading Srila Prabhupada's books. You have made this experience. I think we all know, we start reading and our mind is a little diverted and all of a sudden, wow, this is so good. This is so true, we feel. And we feel something happens in our heart. We become relieved, we can breathe normally and become almost, yes, our heart chakra becomes effulgent, if we want to speak in mystical terms. What helps, Kishori? Association with nice devotees who already have this quality. Mm-hmm. Teja Gurangi. Yeah. Visiting holy places and afterwards remembering spiritual experiences of this holy place. This is your daily breakfast, huh? Wonderful. Thank you for sharing. Sadhu Darshan, what is your experience? Yes. Yes, like Kishori, yes, associating with devotees who have Liliana. Doing devotional service. Yet it brings one somehow from the mental to the spiritual platform. Yes? Gaura Hari. Preaching. Have you noticed when you sit with a sincere soul and you start preaching? I think Nikonya Rasa, you wrote me from your experience, when they're nice people, it really seems to bring the best out of you. Yeah. Gaurashi Romani.
Rising early in the morning and chanting my rounds without
interruption. Rising early in the morning and chanting my rounds without interruption. This is, by the way, a very, very powerful means, which is very, very good. I would like to add chanting the rounds without interruption and full concentration. This really makes a difference, like anything. Kirtan, yeah. Kanu Goswami, who's I heard quoted by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, says, when there is nice kirtan, the activities of the material mind stop. That's why after a kirtan, you sometimes don't know what to say. In ISKCON, there's always one word which we can say, nice, but far out, but Otherwise, we are almost embarrassed. We don't know what to say. And then we quickly go outside and talk some glupos so that the normal atmosphere comes. Hare Krishna. Narakriti. Having a peaceful mind by being non-violent in the mind, like having good feelings towards others. There are so many now. Miki? Malibe means praying. Prayers to the deities. Mahapati.
Oh,
when we chant in the same voice with Srila Prabhupada's tapes, with two, three devotees, or four, maybe more together, yeah. Atma Bhuji.
Preparing and serving prasadam to all kinds of devotees, it is very lively and so much blessings.
Preparing and serving prasadam to all kinds of devotees. Yeah. Give them prasadam. Drown them in prasadam. Yes. 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 When we know we are protected by our spiritual master, and we know someone is thinking of us. Alexander.
Eating
Mahaprasadam. Yes. It must be Mahaprasadam, especially Mahaprasadam. Yeah, or Prasadam. But Mahaprasadam is special, most probably. Yeah. What type of Mahaprasadam? Do you have any details on this? It must come from deities. Do you prefer a specific taste, or the idea here is it must come from the deities? Deities or spiritual master. So it is not a question of material taste. Yes, it is. Must be Mahaprasadam. Yes.
Listening to the music we got on our cassettes, the music.
And
trying to think of Krishna, of his shape all the time in meditation.
Yeah.
Doing something during the day, some other job, you can try to think of Krishna.
Try at listening to bhakti music and trying to think of Krishna during the day, his shape, and so on. Yes.
Following the Ekadashi and also celebrating the Vaishnava festival.
Following Ekadashi and celebrating Vaishnava festival, Bhada Setu. Trying to fulfill the instructions of your spiritual master. Eating only prasadam, yeah. Just, yeah. Nothing else. Yes, Nitya Gurangi. Having every day a morning program wherever you are, even in the train. Yeah, when we are in India traveling, movies, CDs, VCD, everything from Prabhupada. Yes, wonderful, Vane. Yeah, Kishori.
Serving devotees in any possible way, even when nobody knows.
Serving devotees in any possible way, even if nobody knows that you are doing service. Yeah. Mapaji. Yes, yes, we want to hear.
When you wash the lotus feet of spiritual master, when he comes, this is more ecstatic.
When you wash the lotus feet of the spiritual master, when he comes.
Wash it and
Worship as a worship of wash.
Yes.
Together. Worship and wash. Okay. Madhva Muni. Listening to lectures of the spiritual master and the devotees. So, Devi? Really? Listening to lectures from advanced devotees. Yes. Maria.
Reading about the devotees who are pure in the Dhamma of pure devotional service.
Yeah, reading the biography of devotees who are pure. This, by the way, explained by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. You have a very important detail. He said we must, for instance, when we want to chant, we should read the biography of Haridas Thakur. He says like this.
One also very helpful thing is that we wear Vaishnava cloth and tilak at least when we do our spiritual activity.
Helpful? Why is this helpful? We wear Vaishnava cloth and tilak?
Because this creates an atmosphere of
authenticity. It connects us with our culture. It is really, there's some magic in it. When you go to the temple, you should dress in Vaishnava clothes. It's very important because, you know, it's almost like this. When you go into the water, you go in a swimming suit or swimming pants. When you go into outer space, you take an astronaut dress. So when you go into the sacred space, then we should dress sacredly. Krishna. Yes, so there are many other things. Here, Lord Krishna speaks about something. The computer has again died, but he says, oh, you are like a doctor. He speaks about something which pleases him. See, the idea of spiritual life is always to please Lord Krishna. And when you have somehow the pleasure of Lord Krishna in your life, you become very happy. Here's a very nice method. You must develop four qualities when you deal with people. Tolerancia, milost, friendship, priyatelstvo, and equality. And Prabhupada speaks about equality, that different living entities appear in different forms. Slujate, please. Different living entities appear in different forms of dress, but according to the instruction of the Bhagavad Gita, a learned person sees all living entities equally. See, once Dhruva Maharaj made something like an understandable mistake. And later, Svayambhuva Manu preached to him. Dhruva's brother was killed in an ambush in the forest by some yakshas. Do you know what is an ambush? Yeah. He was brutally killed, and as a result of this brutal killing, Dhruva Maharaj felt very, very angry. He went into the forest, he investigated the place, and it was clear it was one of these yakshas who lives in Tibet. These are magicians usually. So he went to Alankapuri and he fought with the Yakshas. And he killed many of them with his arrows. Then he saw the town of the Yaksha, but something in his heart told him, be careful, don't enter the town. So he stayed outside of the town. All of a sudden, the sky was becoming dark. Oceans of water were pouring on him. Dangerous snakes came. Mountains fell on him. It really started to become extremely dangerous. Dhruva Maharaj felt lost. Then the saints came to him and said, don't forget, Dhruva, you have an arrow which you can empower. It's an arrow by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Chant the holy names. Dhruva Maharaj chanted, and all of a sudden, when he shot his Narayan Astra, he chanted and he shot his Narayan Astra, all the magical illusions sent by the Yakshas disappeared. And then Dhruva Maharaj had won the fight. He could enter the town. But Svayambhuva Manu came to him and said, Dhruva, you have acted wrongly. You have killed so many innocent Yakshas. It was only one who killed your brother. By this you have not pleased the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the Supreme Personality of Godhead is pleased if his devotees greet others with tolerance, mercy, friendship, and equality. Confirmed. As a result, Dhruva Maharaj corrected his behavior and he stopped killing further Yakshas. Then Dhruva Maharaj went back and he lived a long life as a king. Finally, his death approached him. It was quite an unusual departure from this world. When the death approached Dhruva Maharaj, a wonderful airplane sent from Vaikuntha landed. And death was coming towards him. Dhruva Maharaj, however, was so unafraid that he stepped on the head of death, using it as a stepnitsa. And went into the Vimana, which was a transcendental aircraft, to go back home, back to Godhead. Now, as he was just about to start his journey back home, back to Godhead, Dhruva Maharaj said, please stop and wait. I want to see that my mother, who after all brought me to Krishna consciousness, can also go back to Godhead. I don't want to go alone. This was necessary to show that Dhruva Maharaj had learned his lessons. Nanda and Sunanda, the two associates of Lord Vishnu, who had come to take Dhruva home, were very impressed by Dhruva Maharaj's selflessness and care for others. And they said to Dhruva Maharaj, my dear Dhruva, you have understood. Only those who are merciful to others can enter the kingdom of God. If you wish to read this, it's in the 4th canto, 12th chapter, text number 36, and 4th canto, 31st chapter, text 19. My dear devotees, it's very, very important that we learn to be kind towards each other and merciful. We need to be a little determined in our lives, because as you all have noticed in your own spiritual life, it's not always easy to treat devotees equally. Why? Because they are very, very different. And some of them are so different that one would never have association with such different personalities outside of Krishna consciousness. I personally had only half a friend, you know, that is, whenever I liked him, I invited him, otherwise not. And I met people in Krishna consciousness. If I would have seen them, I would simply not have noticed them. It's so different from the expectations. I think you all have the same experience. Usually, we learn from Jayapataka Maharaj, a person has like seven people he knows. But here, you sit in a whole tent with people, and they all say Hari Bol to you and wish sometimes a conversation and an exchange, and it is sometimes very, very demanding. It takes energy from you to deal with so many people, especially if they demand your attention and energy, and you become very weak and sometimes ill even. And sometimes ill. Yes, it is not easy, in other words. It's a purifying experience, and so on. So you must be, if you want to go into the association of devotees, you must be a little determined and a little resolute. You must have a strong purpose in order to go into the association of devotees. And I want to encourage you, this strong purpose, you should have this strong purpose, because if you can practice these qualities of tolerance, mercy, friendship, and equality, if you can practice them at least with devotees, you can go back home, back to Godhead. It's necessary to go back home, back to Godhead. I think we all want to go back home, back to Godhead. Some of us may say, maybe not tomorrow, or just not, I have some plans still to fulfill. But by and large, every devotee is open to the idea to go back home, back to Godhead. Especially, we usually think, let us wait until my death comes, then. Because death is so painful, then I would like to go back home, back to Godhead. And so you must practice. Praktizierate, huh? Praktizierate. Yes, praktizierate. You must practice, and you can learn it in the association of devotees. Those, Lord Krishna describes his devotees' determination. Vyayasayatmika buddhi ekeha kurunandana bahushakahyanantascha buddhayo vyavasayinam. Those who are on this path are resolute in purpose, and their aim is one. Yes, O beloved child of the Kurus, the intelligence of those who are irresolute, irresolute means not determined, is many branched. So my dear devotees, please try to enter the purifying atmosphere of devotees with these qualities, which will make the association of devotees very wonderful. Develop tolerance, develop mercy, develop friendship, and develop equality. No? I would like to give you a little meditation which has been given by Bhaktivinoda Thakur in the Bhagavad Gita, which might help you to develop these qualities. You might start this is a Scottish tune. Yes. You might start by just simply becoming aware, I love happiness. Do you love happiness?
Yes.
Usually we want to be happy. And I like to avoid pain. Narakriti and myself know this very well. We have Isha's problems. We do everything now. We are very humble to learn all the exercises. Yes, we are ready to put cream and everything. We want to be happy and we want to avoid pain. It's very common. Now the next step in your meditation should be, others are like me. In other words, they also want happiness and they want to avoid pain. It's very universally to be found. By this meditation, you develop an equal vision towards others. I love happiness. Most properly, Natalia also likes happiness. I will meditate like this, you know. And the third meditation is, I will do something for the benefit of others. Because I see they are like me, and I can understand how much I want to be happy and how much I want to avoid pain. Now, I will do something for the benefit of others. And you will notice, my dear devotees, the moment you enter the association with of the devotees, with this simple mood, I want to contribute, it seems that the closed door of the palace of bhakti opens. But if you want to enter the association of devotees, I want happiness, I want enjoyment, I want that they serve me, the door of bhakti is closed and you run with your head boom, and you try again. Doesn't work. It's almost like in this, you know, like Alibaba in the 40, they went to this mountain and there were some jewels inside, I believe. And then Alibaba said, Akakadapa. And then the mountain went like, yeah, open. So this is a formula. That the association of devotees opens when you come with the mood, I want to be tolerant, I want to have compassion, I want to be friendly towards the devotees, and I want to be equal. Obviously, it takes some strength to have these qualities, and therefore, it's very important that you strengthen your own Dukhone Kruga. If your Dukhone Kruga, your spiritual circle, is weak, then you will be intolerant. When your spiritual circle is weak, you will have no understanding of others' situation. When you are spiritually weak, you don't want to be friends, have friends. You just want to run away and be alone. When your spiritual circle is weak, how can you see others with equality? It takes some strength of character. And this strength is gained by strengthening your Dukhone Kruga. Yes. So I really want to encourage you to be very mindful in strengthening your spiritual circles, each individually, and then by moving into the association of devotees and becoming very inspiring members of the Hare Krishna movement here in Serbia. I really feel that Krishna expects this from us. I have thought for a long, long time why in Serbia we don't have any a temple. Every country has a temple, except for Serbia. Here we were so successful. We had the Shushtendielska and the Somatovachka temple and so on. We could have you all are very talented, very energetic, dynamic, and some of you are great devotees of the Lord. Why only an apartment in maybe a house in Subotica we have? The house we have and so on. I really think it's a blessing in disguise. Blessing in disguise because we have to think very carefully now, how will we please Lord Krishna? And I really think the time when we had temples and so on, we did not place enough importance on Vaishnava relationships. In fact, our temples were not, we were not always 100% happy in the temples every day. So I think we can now learn in this field of Bhakti Sangha and also in the summer camp, this very nice dealings amongst Vaishnavas. And you know, I'm with devotees from the West here. They all tell me the serving devotees are the most wonderful devotees of the world. I tell them, Hare Krishna, it's so nice that you can see it like this. And I'm saying to them, I think they are now trying to learn from Vaishnava relationships. They now understand how important it is. And you will see, when you are doing these formulas, Krishna will be satisfied and he can give you everything within minutes. Goes so fast. Our problem is never money. Our problems are never honey. Not honey, honey. I wanted to say we houses or so. Our problems is, do we please Lord Krishna? And when Lord Krishna is pleased, then everything is taken care of. So those of you who like to think in their lives and like to read scriptures in their lives, it's please read in your own time again this verse. It's from the 4th canto. It's actually there, the 11th chapter, text number 13. And try to develop tolerance, compassion, friendship, and equality, especially amongst the devotees. And if you have learned it with the devotees, then you can go outside of the devotee association into the world and practice it there. Hare Krishna. This was now the third lecture on the same subject matter. Do you notice this? Maybe a fourth lecture will come. I was thinking when I came to the summer camp, a preacher, I would say when we came to this autumn camp, I only see you once. This is after 1 year I see you again, and obviously I'm thinking, what can we bring to the devotees so that this is not a boring experience for them, but something which they can think about. And I'm really thinking this is something which you should start. I heard of Bir Krishna Maharaj's very genius observation, I was very inspired to talk like this.